One, two.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the
Jimmy Doan. Yeah!
It is.
We're here.
Where are we?
We are here.
We're here. That's right. We're here.
Yeah.
This could be a great show. Great show, finally.
As always.
Yeah, game weekend.
Game weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Gators. The Gators. 9th. September 9th.
Saturday.
2 days away from something we're going to talk about. The
9/11.
We're going to hear.
The big day.
The big day. Fifth year anniversary for the now whole McGrath. And also, I want to mention that next week we're going to be on ZTLK. Is that right? Next week we're going to be live.
Yeah, live, Jimmy Joe.
We're going to see. We're going to have a way to have you phone in on Skype or something.
Just like in the old days.
Just like in the old days. That's right. Which reminds me, we're going to have a drawing for some stuff. I've got a little MP3 player, and I thought what I'd do is to put some of the Jimmy Doan shows on it for one to have a drawing and send it out. But what I thought I'd do is have some best of some outtakes that are not heard anyplace else ever again. These are outtakes from the old Jimmy Doan show.
There are some great ones.
There are some great ones, and they will not appear on any website. They will be specifically for the person who wins this drawing.
Wow.
So we'll give
so
you...
So check out JimmyDoan.com.
JimmyDoan.com, that's right.
Right around Jimmy's
and we're going to also put up... Somebody suggested we put up a donate button, so we're going to do that maybe
right.
This week. Yeah, we'll have that as well. But anyway, we did want to give a shout-out to the people that wrote in this week. My God, we have lots of new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about those in just a second, but also to Patty, who wrote in again. She told us that we wanted to talk about the $6 million Nike heist or whatever. You know, we've talked about Patty's always, she's our border queen.
That's right.
And she sends us all the stuff from the cigars that got nabbed and that kind of stuff down coming from Mexico. But apparently the Nike shoes. And want to say, and for some reason, everybody that wrote in today, his letter begins, name begins with B. Ben, Brad, Brandon, and Brock.
And we're starting at the beginning alphabet.
That's right. Working our way through. But I think it was Brock that wrote in and said that we've got the big business week poll.
Yes.
And the address is someplace.
We're going to have to link to it on our website.
Yeah, because the address is like it stretches it on 3 pages worth
or
something like that.
We're taking a poll of podcasts.
It's http://, and then it goes on forever. Anyway, and what you can do is it's a poll for the podcast, right?
Right.
You have to write our name in.
You have to vote for Jimmy Doan.
You have to vote for Jimmy Doan. That's right. So we're talking about.
And give them the link to Jimmy Doan.
And give them the link, and we'll do that. But anyway, today we've got Jack Rhodes with
us. Good to be here, Jimmy, as always.
And Counselor Curtis.
Hey.
Engineer Eric, of course.
Yep.
Couldn't do it without the Mixmeister.
DJ.
Anyway, we want to talk a little bit today about a couple of things. ABC, of course, is going to redo the 9/11. A lot of controversy on that. 5-hour miniseries that is, now by the time this show is posted, you may or may not have seen it. It'll be Sunday night. Starts on the 10th and the 11th.
They're talking about taking some creative license.
Yes, shall we say. Well, we'll talk about that. Immigration rally.
There's a sixth plane.
Immigration rally was in Washington, D.C., and low turnout. But the main, I saw it live on TV on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about Uncle Ted was on there.
Right.
The repository for the military waste. And, of course, this is the half a mile down in Arizona desert, whatever. But this also links very nicely to something we are most interested in, and that is the search for spiritual, whatever, the Ray Kurzweil thing.
Age of spiritual machines,
right. We're going to talk. There's a horse slaughter update.
That's right. It's Horse Day.
Uh-huh. Horse Day, right. Senator Stevens, once again in the news. Blocks legislation. Senator Stevens, as you remember, is the Bridge to Nowhere guy from Alaska.
That's right.
And then India has, I didn't realize this, there are 50 countries that have space agencies, and India is getting ready to do their own thing, which brings on a lot of...
We are going to put a quickie mart on the moon.
That's right, exactly. Exactly.
Astronaut Patel walks.
That's right. That's right. No, I mean, it's more than that.
Walks towards the gangplank.
That's right.
The cow did not jump over the moon by itself.
That's right. So
we
anyway,
love our listeners in India, by the way.
That's right. No,
absolutely.
We do. That's right. And that's from Bangalore or whatever, which is, of course, the hot spot for all this stuff. The obesity epidemic, is the new scare tactic, is which I thought was interesting. We'll mention something very interesting about that obesity, what they call the obesity epidemic.
It's an epidemic.
That's right. And then, of course, some light notes. One was the, which we've talked about the cameras before. Remember cameras making money? for running the stop signs and so forth.
Then they send you the ticket.
And then they send you the ticket, all automatic. It's certainly to prevent accidents and to save the children.
Absolutely.
And certainly not for any monetary gain.
Of course not.
Of course not. But there was a driver. There was a driver in England, in the UK, that took out. That was a little upset about.
That.
He expressed his opinion.
Yes, he did. He expressed
took out his aggressions.
He took out his aggressions. That's right. So anyway, the let me start off here with the ABC. Yeah. I guess you all know that this is...
Hello, Casablanca.
Oh, that's right. Who else is listening?
Yeah, we had some from Morocco. Two from Morocco. Norway. We've got Republic of Korea.
We don't have any from North Korea yet.
Well, we have had, but this is
really... That person is dead now, of course.
That person was shot. They're back across the border.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Bahrain?
The Netherlands,
listen.
That's from the red light district.
That's right.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, that's
friends
right.
Of Jimmy's.
And Kingston up on Hill, UK.
Okay, right. That's good. So we're as usual international. Well, that's the beauty of course. Assuming that we get the ZTLK is mm-hmm. the name.
That's right.
ZTLK is the website, and they have like 4, 5, or 9 shows that they're going to put on. And ours is going to start next week, I think, live.
It's kind of like old Hot Talk there. Hot Talk.
That's right.
ZTLK.
Yeah. That's right. ZTLK.
Jimmy Doan show.
but the deal is that. We're supposed to get a phone line in here sometime, maybe not next week, but what we'll probably do is to start off with Skype, and with Skype, at least, our people from Bahrain and so forth can call in. Unfortunately, I don't know the time difference between here and Bahrain, 8 hours or whatever it is. I mean, somebody would be listening to this at 4 o'clock in the morning and calling in,
well,
right?
Well, they're up.
That's right. As well they should.
It'll be a party.
That's right.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit about the
ABC.
ABC, to re-edit key parts of the show. Now,
let's fill in some of our listeners. They're doing that. They want to do a docudrama
on the
9/11 events, and some people are taking offense to them taking some dramatic license, and they basically embellished and they made up part of the
story.
Well,
the guy says it's fiction.
Right.
The guy, I forget his name.
Well, he's saying they take the 9/11 report, they're taking that. They're also, like you said, embellishing for entertainment.
Yeah, I thought they went too far when they made Muhammad Atta a French guy.
Well, I tell you, the thing about it that I got about this is the ABC people said it's fictional, but we're trying to be as accurate as possible. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what's with that?
Accurately false.
We're making up the truth.
Right. That's close enough.
Accurately.
Well, I'm reading from the article here. It says Democrats and allies of Mr. Clinton unleashed a full-throated appeals to ABC yesterday to cancel the broadcast.
Well, because
they want to cancel it.
Well, because apparently it does place a lot of the blame on the Clinton administration.
Well, what's interesting is nobody's seen it yet.
Right.
Number one.
Well, if they have it, they haven't seen the final version.
No, certainly. And of course, the question is, how much is ABC going to bow to pressure? You remember, for what it's worth, you remember when the Reagan thing came out several years ago?
They didn't air it.
They aired it on, they switched it over to USA or something. Yeah, Al Jazeera, right.
Family channel.
No, they changed it from CBS or whatever it was. They put it on, a week later or something, on the Family Channel or whatever it was. So I guess there is some history for canceling a show or at least postponing it or do something. Although interestingly enough, nobody cared about showing the Michael Moore thing. Even though that was.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? So they had Clinton there shaking hands with Bin Laden, having a contract to pull off 9/11 or something.
A cigar.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
Smoking a Lewinsky.
And she was there in a burqa.
Right.
That's right.
And well, anyway, I thought it was interesting because Mr. Keene of ABC, where he's the producer or director or whatever, he said he was surprised at the outcry because nobody's seen the film yet, Hardy. But I thought one of the things that I thought was interesting, the critics. The two major places that they're worried about are one is Sandy Pants Berger. He's the guy that stuffed the secret documents down
Sandy
his pants. and he walked out with top secret.
Those bleeds?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Are those?
But there are just a few.
Yeah, and so anyway, he apparently is shown in some compromising position other than stuffing the things in his pants. And the other one is Madeleine Albright. She's all upset. The shrimp lady, whatever she is, she's all upset because Sandy is shown slamming the phone down when he said he didn't on something, and Madeleine is shown dissing somebody when she said that's not true either. So they're talking about taking that stuff out. But another critic I thought that was really all over the top is this Jamie Gorelick. Now Jamie Gorelick, if you don't remember, she was on the 9/11 commission. And she was the one who was totally responsible for the barrier wall over and above the law between the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, so those people could not communicate.
Right.
And even though what this is probably going to show, and there have been some shows that said, if all of these people had been able to not have their turf wars and been able to communicate, that there's a very real possibility that 9/11 could have been prevented. I mean, that's one of the, I don't know if you call it a conspiracy theory or whatever, and of course this is all...
A lot of what-ifs.
A lot of what-ifs in that. But she, of all people, was the one who was most responsible for the lack of communication. And, of course, she's one of the biggest complainers, as you would expect.
Right.
And she said that... And, of course, what she does is she brings out the old... that old chestnut about children. She says... she wrote Mr. Iger yesterday that the nation and the school children would be poorly served if they drew lessons from the miniseries that were inaccurate.
Oh, it's all about the children.
It's always about the children. We had... I just think about that. It's so funny that the... it'll be interesting to see...
what the final version
what
is.
The final... What right. the A... And let me ask you this. Do you think it's going to be watched? I mean, it's 5 hours. It's 5 hours. Oh, what do you think of the rate? So as somebody said, all publicity is good publicity, no matter how
bad. Sure.
Exactly. And this is a classic case. So I would imagine that their share rating is going to be quite substantial, at least for the first couple of hours, at least through those segments.
Now, is it a two-part series?
It's a two-part series, okay. Both Sunday and Monday. So it's the 10th and the 11th, which is the anniversary, obviously. And it's also on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
Everything is the same as it was before.
Eerily similar.
Let's turn back. Let's go in the
way
back.
So are they going to have the planes actually hit the Pentagon?
Yeah, that was the problem was...
they couldn't get enough stunt dummies for the filming.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was they had to hastily rebuild the Twin Towers. They had the airplanes.
Right.
And no problem with that.
Right.
They found some suicide people to go along.
Right.
But the towers were the problem, so they decided to ashcan that. I think
ashcan, no pun intended.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, we'll talk about it on the next show because we will watch it. At least one of us is going to watch it.
Well, we'll tape it at any rate, we'll see what happens. Yeah, that's right. I think it's also limited commercials, maybe. Although, I don't know.
It'll be limited with my DVR.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
We'll see what ABC does.
I mean, yeah. I miss commercials. It's been so long since I've seen them.
Well, I speaking of commercials, of course, one of the highest rated shows are the shows that show commercials.
Right, good commercials.
But you can't tell when the show is and when the commercials are. I mean, it's so... Right. Okay, we're going to take a break from showing these commercials, and here's a commercial. okay, next item on the list. Immigration rallies, low turnout. Now, this I thought was...
Well, they're starting to figure out that they're videoing them, and slowly some of them are being asked to leave.
Well, not all.
Several things
about this that I thought... I watched it on C-SPAN. Right. I've watched part of it.
You were the one. All right.
I was the one who watched it on C-SPAN. Right. Well, they expected the usual half a million, whatever, a couple, you know, tens and tens and tens of thousands.
Millions.
Okay, right.
And
15 minutes before it was to start, there were a couple of hundred people there.
Oops.
Where was this supposed to take place?
In Washington, D.C., on the Mall.
Okay.
This is, you know, where Martin Luther King gives the... The million man march, right. Okay. Okay. The wildest estimate said that 5,000 people showed up. I thought it was interesting. I saw Ted Kennedy was there. I mean, this guy is what a bloviated guy. I mean, you talk about a dinosaur. Here's a guy, what did he talk about? We're all in this together. Let's vote for Ted Kennedy to reelect Ted Kennedy. That was his thing. He went to this thing. That was the best line he had. Was we're going to reelect. Now this guy's. You have to understand.
El voto por moi.
He was speaking Spanish, and if you walked into Spanish the first class, never having spoken Spanish before,
you were speaking
better than this guy, and he was reading it obviously, and it was I forget what his saying was. You know, more fuera, which is, you know, more power or something like that. I mean,
more afuera.
Yeah, more afuera. That's right. Whatever. And I mean, and that was all he was screaming. And then he said, and then let's reelect Ted Kennedy, you know. And I'm thinking, this guy's been in the Senate for 40 years. I mean, you talk about a total waste of time. And he goes for 5,000 lousy people. He walks outside and is on the podium. I just would have...
Selling it.
I would like have been so ashamed. Anyway, they talked about, of course, the organizers said, well, you know, it's okay. We did well. Deepak Marabwa, I don't even know how to pronounce the guy's. Despite the poor showing, this guy, Deepak, executive director of the Center for Community Change, which helps fund and organize the alliance, said yesterday's march was important because it propelled the movement forward. Okay. Again, this is a classic case of when somebody's ego is on the line.
I hope everybody forgets about it, and that way it'll just go away.
One of the things that people are upset about, as you well know, is that the immigration, of all the things, and we're going to talk about this in just a minute, of all the things that Congress can do, one thing they have tossed out the window for this year is any action at all on immigration. Nothing. Zero. No walls, no more people, no nothing.
Right.
They've said, we're not going there during election year. And of course, this is supposedly one of the Republicans' hot button items. The Democrats, of course, want the, I guess the Senate wants the amnesty plan and the House wanted to shut the border. We talked about that in one of our earlier shows, but the deal is they've decided to ash can the whole thing and not do anything. And so, it's off the table, as I say, for this year. And they said that the bills have stalled in the House and Senate. And of course,
We solved this problem
like we solved the homeless problem. Well, remember for 10 years they wanted to do the homeless problem here in Gainesville. We solved it in 10 minutes.
Right.
This is the same thing with the immigration. We did the same thing. But I thought the final thing on this note, Rick Schwartz, an immigration rights advocate, said the timing of yesterday's rally was also at fault. It's a Thursday, he said. People work. Even immigrants have lives. And I thought this was, people are working. The immigrants are out there working, so they're not going to show up at the rally. Hello.
Right.
Oh, my God. That was great. I love that.
Great.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on.
Repository.
Yes. This is something, again,
it's in Nevada, right?
It's in Arizona.
Arizona, excuse me.
This is not the
Yucca Mountain.
Huh?
Not the mountain.
This is not the mountain. This is about radioactive waste disposal.
The mountain's about radioactive waste.
Is it storage or disposal?
Well, it's
more,
obviously
more storage.
Look, think about it for a second. Hello. When you throw the trash out in your front yard and you say I've disposed of my trash, it goes away, right? But it goes to the landfill. Hello. So, I've stored the last 40 years newspapers over here in the landfill. If you know, it's up to you to go dig them up. If you want to see what happened 40 years ago, God bless you. You know, get out your bulldozer and go. No, I mean, what's the difference? In this particular case, what's the difference between storage and disposal? So, anyway, there's apparently the military. This is for military disposal. As you may or may not know, the mountain, whatever the mountain
Yucca
is.
Yucca Mountain.
Huh?
Yucca Mountain.
Yucca Mountain in Nevada, out in the middle of Nowheresville, has come under a tremendous
attack
because they wanted to put civilian nuclear waste from nuclear power plants there. And it's been going on. It's cost billions. It's gone on for years and years. Nothing's come of it. Anyway, the military is in a little different situation, and they apparently have to dispose of old item bombs or something. I don't know exactly, but and so they've dug a hole half a mile deep in Arizona, and they want to put the stuff down there. And what they're going to do it. What they're worried about, this is the hysterical part. They want to put a sign up that says "Danger, nuclear waste here," and they're worried that the sign might deteriorate in 10,000 years. So they want to make sure that whoever shows up 10,000 years from now can read the sign.
So they just use a radioactive sign.
Well, they have that. No, they have a bunch of ways of going about it. I don't know. They said it can be safely secured. Now, know what they've gone through. I don't have all of the. I haven't
back from this sign.
So well, they need a Rosetta Stone.
Well, they're going to do that. The Rosetta Stone. But again, a lot of this is, remember now, it's a half a mile down, and it's got like four or five barriers. Obviously, if you dig down, it's like in 2001, The Space Odyssey. If you dig down and you find a perfectly formed obelisk as a barrier, you might kind of get the idea this is not a natural formation.
Right.
Especially when there's, you know, skull and crossbones. Of course, I don't know, 10,000 years from now, there may not be any skulls and there may not be any crossbones. I mean, we're talking here, one of the things that the engineer and I are big on is the age of spiritual machines, which indicates that probably 100 years from now, you know, forget 10,000, that humans as we know us...
Morphing into cyborgs.
Right, totally,
right.
Totally.
Right.
And this will be a non-event.
Right.
So much of this stuff is totally, and I tell you this, but I can guarantee you that on any basis, it'll be a non-event. Either we will progress at our current rate and do Age of Spiritual Machines, thank you, Ray Kurzweil, and become human, yes,
right.
But cyborg human, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's not scary when you read Ray's book. Or we'll have eliminated ourselves off the planet.
Right.
So either way, Forget 10,000. How
about
get one?
Get those machines, man. Yeah. Kill those machines.
And so
you're saying we don't need to worry about it?
No, we doesn't don't. Matter. But however, they Nathan needs to say your government in action, always dwelling on the present, never dwelling. I mean, they claim to be dwelling on the future, but all they can do is to project, to think that 10,000 years from now is going to be exactly like today.
I say we leave a post-it note.
Well, they want to, of course, they...
But a real thick one, you know?
With good sticky.
Right. With really good really stick. Good that's sticky. Right. Well, you can use that new buffalo glue or whatever buffalo. It is. Gorilla glue.
Right.
But they said that it's going to be pretty obvious that something is under the scrublands near Carlsbad. And it's a 4-mile outer fence with dozens of 25-foot, 20-ton granite markers engraved with multilingual pictographic warnings. Now, I mean, think about it for a second.
Jesus. No, are they afraid we're going to, like, forget?
Well, the point is, it's like you may not know about Stonehenge, for instance, you may, or Easter Island.
But you can figure out.
You can figure out somebody was there, right. And there's something happening. Okay, yes. I mean, you know,
especially if there's Plutonic hieroglyphics all over the side. Or,
well, not only that, if you, what you this. Normally do is you send in a couple of kids and see if they fry.
Right. Exactly.
If they come back all burned up, then you know that's right. They're
when the 60-foot earthworms come ripping out of the ground.
Well, we have the 3-footers. We're going to talk about that in a second. Endangered species, but. But it's interesting that they come up. They have complaints, of course, and they have they have a problem. They said it's going to all boil down to some kind of stonework, obviously, like the pyramids or something. And think about it, the pyramids are what? How old? I mean, they're 3 or 4.
3,500.
Yeah, 3,500. And these guys are talking 10,000 years. And
what
the
a bunch
pyramids,
of litter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Put some old Coke cans down there. Well, or some actually, what? No, those will biodegrade. But how about some milk cartons? They're not going anywhere,
right?
some milk bottles. Thing. People will go down there and they'll. But anyway, they're trying to figure out, centuries from now. I think it's
they think they're going to forget. Oh, we sold this land to old widow farmer, and that's it. And then nobody checked on it again.
And all of his children had 11 arms.
Well, the thing is, what they're worried about, of course,
is...
Ah,
11-arm ranch, yeah.
Well, the thing about it is, what they're worried about is that it might backfire. Think about it. The pyramids were designed to keep people out, but guess what? I mean, everybody robbed the crap out of them.
Right.
So, I mean, it attracted people because they were there. And I guess what they're... And, of course, I'm saying, screw them.
Right.
I mean, it's 10,000 years from now. Like, who cares?
Right.
So you're dead.
Right.
I mean, really, who cares?
Jimmy says, screw them.
I mean, like, who really cares? You bury it, and I can understand if
they'll
you're...
They'll be digging it up for some sort of use in here in another 50 years.
That's the whole point, number one. But I just can't believe... You talk about people that have entirely too much time on their hands. It's these people
we
that...
We've got a plan for 10,000 years from now.
Give me a break.
It's coming. It's just right around the corner.
Well, you know, it's all about the children.
It's always about the children.
The 10,000-year-old... Down the line, children.
Oh, my 10, God.
10,000 years from now, the kids won't be the same.
You think? Yeah, right. At the rate they're going, I tell you that. Ooh,
well, okay. In about 10,000 years, we'll get back with you fans out there.
Yeah, no, well, that's right. Well, we have to have...
JimmyDone.com/10,000 years.
Clone Done.
Clone Done, that's right. Number one, or what is it? Cryo. Cryo Done.
More than one.
We're going to be at cryodone.com. It'll be like the head in the bottle. Like
Futurama.
Futurama, all right.
Jimmy's
head with the mic. Well, you have to make sure you put a microphone in there.
Right. Well, they do that.
That's right. As well, they should. Mm-hmm. I always wondered.
We'll just use that microphone. That's is right there? Is there?
I wonder if there's a suspension of belief here when those people are talking
in the water.
Number one, and they don't have any lungs. I mean, is there something? Is there something here I'm supposed to believe? Or
you know, it's Matt Groening. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
That's right.
All right, I'm done with that. Anything else to talk about the I'm saying fry the kids 10,000 years. Screw them.
Fry them.
That's it. Done.
Jimmy says screw them.
That's right.
All right, let's move.
Okay, now this is
horse slaughter.
Well, what this is shows you your government in action.
Thank you, Eric. That's what I needed.
Where's the
one more down?
That's right. What we need is a
one less.
We need a
gorilla glue.
We have a guillotine sound that we can put in there, slicing the head off the horse.
Yeah, we got a catapult sound.
We got
launched.
We need like the horse in Animal House. His last.
Oh. No! I was about to say that was the
thud.
Yeah, right. I love the ball starting up the guy shows up and starts up the. The chainsaw. Oh my
God, that's what I was looking for.
Not gonna fit through the door.
That's right. Not gonna fit.
Just take his legs off.
I mean, that was a classic scene.
That was a classic.
That one and ramming speed.
Me.
That's right. I love that. Anyway, the point is that...
Horse slaughter update.
There it is. I knew I had it in there somewhere.
That's in there. Just take off his back legs first.
So anyway, that's right. Horses should not be slaughtered for human consumption is what this is. This is a typical... your Congress at work. That, now, think about it. Congress so far has worked about 80 days this year. 80 days. Mm-hmm. They've got about 15 more to go.
Nine months in.
Which,
the
I, of course, as far as I'm concerned, is right. Exactly. We're talking about 3 months. About 3 months.
Less than 10 days a month.
Well, whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, that's 10 days too many. Yeah. I mean, you know, the simple fact is that it was said, at the Founding Fathers said, no man's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature's in session. And boy, that's certainly the truth here. But what I do find interesting, at least they're addressing two major issues in the closing days of the session. As you know, this is an election year, so they're going to go home early. They just got back from a 5-week vacation when they're out in the hustings, as they say here, and talking about, you know, feeling the pulse and putting their finger in the air and all that kind of stuff.
So what are these important issues?
I was putting
issues?
My finger in the air when they showed up here.
So what are these important issues? Okay, the two important they've decided to tackle.
One is should there be a federal ban? On horses for human consumption.
Absolutely.
Big deal. Now, I'm going to read you. Well, you can tell.
What's Whataburger going to do then?
Right.
Prices are going to go up.
It's going to be terrible. Right. I mean, you think about it. And the
we love Whataburger, by the way.
And what are the... we're talking about for human consumption. Of course, you're allowed to slaughter horses.
Here's another thing. Is that Americans actually don't eat the horse meat. A lot of the stuff gets shipped overseas.
Right. Okay. So they want to ban... we talked about this a little bit, but this has gone further. This is a big federal problem now. They want to shut down the two or three major horse slaughterhouses here.
Right.
In that do horses for human consumption. Now, as you well know, dog meat contains a lot of horse meat in it.
That's right.
For what it's worth.
Parts is parts.
Parts is parts. That's
right.
We got
any more horse sounds there?
Yeah.
Keep those horse sounds.
But the point is, the thing about it that I love is that the guy who wrote, the lady who, I don't know if it's a guy or gets Dana is the name of this person that wrote the article.
Transsexual.
Whatever.
Transgender.
And Dana said, Representative Lincoln Diaz-Ballart our horse land, setting the pace for yesterday's debate was champing at the bit.
Champing?
At the bit. To hold
not
a,
chomping. At the bit. Champing.
Champing. Champing at the bit, holding a poster of a horse's bloody head in the well, he proclaimed, what we are exposing today is a brutal, shadowy, shameful, predatory practice that borders on the perverse. And Representative Stephen King, our Iowa, was equally hot to trot. In support of horse slaughtering.
Such good puns, right.
These horses are eating our cellulose and costing us ethanol. Now, one of the big proponents of this, which is interesting, is Bo Derek.
Really? She's a big horse advocate.
Horse advocate, right. And
ever
she
since
watched
that,
and of
Lady
course,
Godiva scene in 10 or something.
Yeah.
Like right, exactly. That's right. She made it there. And
the
pro horse, the pro slaughter representative Michael Conway, R. Texas. My horse, Sky Chief Poco, and I won the 1997 Sandhill Silver. They go on, and the Democrats enjoyed all the whinnying. I'm for horsies, too. I'll vote for it, said Representative Zoe Lofgren. But what about the federal debt and so forth? I can't believe that we're talking about this today. And of course, there are a lot of people who are calling it the horse shit bill. And
horse's ass bill.
Oh, was it horse's ass bill?
I think so.
Okay.
Should
have been. But even Representative David Dreyer, who rules the committee chairman, House Rules Committee chairman, helped jockey the horse bill to the floor, was a bit sheepish about trotting out the legislation.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
And Dreyer says, when you have Bo Derek twisting your arm, what can you say?
harder.
That's right. I need more. But I find it interesting.
That always makes an issue morally correct.
Right, with Bo Derek. Right. Well, the other thing that they're doing, of course, is they want to have a Lincoln commemorative penny or commemorative coin or something. Big deal about whether they're going to have a Lincoln, who was arguably, at least Jimmy says, the worst president we ever had, ahead of Teddy Roosevelt, who was probably the second worst. And there's, of course, they're Republicans, and they always talk about Republicans as the party of Lincoln, and I'll tell you, I'd be running the other way from that one. But anyway, in the final tally, 263 lawmakers voted for the horse bill. Only 146 dared to say nay.
Are you kidding me?
No, they voted.
It passed?
It passed. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
Federal legislation to prohibit horses being slaughtered for human, to allow us, the rest of us in the country who would like to eat some horse meat.
That's right.
I mean, I guess that means we have
it's
to
not,
eat.
It's not cruel if it's
well,
a cow.
Well, no, the only thing is,
cows are okay.
Cows right. are okay, but I'm saying, yeah. I guess the deal is we'll have to eat them alive.
Ostrich.
It's just
okay.
You can't slaughter them.
You just can't slaughter them.
Well, and again, one of the little things that I was reading is it said that, it basically what's going to happen is they're going to ship the horses across to Mexico,
and
where they're
going to
slaughter them there, right, without any kind of inspections.
And so, that'll make us safe.
Right. That'll make us safer.
Mad
right.
horse disease.
Right.
I can see it now.
Caught pushing jobs overseas.
Well, now that'll be the next thing. You know, Patty wrote us and she said that they had, from Mexico, they had nabbed the $6 million worth of Nike ripoffs, you know, that came across the border. I mean, that's not
that's
something.
Right.
Remember
Smart
we talked
thing.
Before about they got the cheese that was hidden behind
that's
the guy's.
Hidden cheese, the smuggled cheese.
Smuggled cheese. They nailed that guy.
Good
put
thing.
Him away for life, for
Good
God's
thing.
Sakes. And the and of course the cigars they got those put those locked up
right
but at least those were hidden like in a glove compartment or underneath the backseat. But what do you do with $6 million worth of Nike ripoff shoes? I mean that's got to be
you have somebody run them over
that exactly now that is you know that's right you get to here's now
Wait, where's the rim shot Eric
I don't yeah. I don't know
we'll
edit
that
they're these the current illegal immigrants as they come across the border have got not only brand new Nike shoes on their feet but Nike shoes on their hands and all their animals are wearing Nike shoes and that's the way this is like the you know that joke about the fellow that was leaves the plant every day with a wheelbarrow full of sand, and the guard goes through the sand or wood chips or whatever. He goes through the wood chips. He says, "I know this guy's smuggling something out of here." And so every day the guy walks out with his wheelbarrow full of wood chips, and the guard dutifully goes through all the wood chips, doesn't find anything there. And finally, after a month of this, he says, "I know you're stealing something." And he says, "Oh, I'm stealing wheelbarrows." So this is the way you do it. This is like the ultimate mule thing, and so they're running across. What they're doing is
they collect the new Nikes when they
get
arrested,
come across. That's right,
and they get all their stuff confiscated.
Exactly,
it goes into the commissary.
It's better. It's a better deal than the airlines confiscating your perfume and hairspray
and cigarette lighters.
That's right. That's right. Boy, what a deal. So anyway, that's what I have to say about that. Are we done?
We're done with the horses.
Okay, moving on to Senator Ted Stevens again is back in the news.
He's senator from where?
From Alaska. He's no
Even Stevens?
Bridge to Nowhere Stevens. He is a very powerful, he's the pork king of the Republic. He's the classic reason that we don't elect people that, we don't believe politicians, number one. And we should not elect people on what they say, but on what they do. And it's also a classic case of as soon as somebody gets into power, they switch from being from saying I'm going to save you money to spending it like it was like there's no
like
tomorrow.
A drunken sailor.
Drunken sailor. I mean, a drunken sailor on crack.
this in a crack house with a crack hose.
With crack hose. Right. I mean, really, it is
crack.
Unbelievable.
Drinking.
That's right.
Drinking crack.
That's right. Shooting it up and everything. And Ted Stevens is the poster child for why. You should really have some kind of limitations other than what the people say on how the spending goes. Because he's head of, I don't know if it's Ways and Means, but he's head of a very powerful committee. And needless to say, even though Alaska gets different from any other state except maybe Louisiana, Alaska gets money from oil severance fees. They get a special kickback. Every resident of Alaska gets like $1,800 or $2,000 a year. Because of the oil that's being extracted from Prudhoe Bay.
Because we're taking their oil.
Because we're taking Alaska's oil. That's right. Not enough, of course, for Ted. It also turns out that per capita spending, federal spending from the lower 48 and Hawaii, is the highest in Alaska. That is, they get not only the oil money from the rest of us, but they also get the money just shoveled up there on a train.
Ted's just one of those guys that's living under the idea that the more money that he can bring home for his constituents,
no matter what,
the better.
That's right, carpetbag. Anyway, the deal is that what they wanted to do was to set up a database on government expenditures. They wanted to set up a special computer program, as you know.
Hell no.
No, that's right.
Hell
well, that's right.
No.
They wanted to set up. Let me put it this way: the government slowly but surely is coming into the 19th century with some computer stuff. that allows you to get on, for instance, the you know, when you see a .gov, you can actually go get some information. Locally here, for instance, you could get agendas to meetings, and you can also pull down the congressional record. You could go to the Library of Congress, and there's several things you can do now that the government has allowed us in that you used to have to go down and actually either write a letter or actually go to the place to get the information. But what this particular database would have done was to allow you to see where the government is actually spending its money. Now, I don't know if you know this, but typically a budget, when the budget shows up on the president's desk, they always have a big, not a signing ceremony, but a presentation ceremony. The budget itself typically is about 4,000 pages. It is literally maybe, I would say 10 inches thick, and a fine print, 10 inches thick of pages, and about 4,000 pages.
And ooh, that's good reading.
That's good reading, right. Well, of course, needless to say, it's written as so many things are, in that the references, Counselor, you can tell us more about this. So often, you'll read a law, and all it says is, with reference to section so forth and so on, this says no, where it said yes, and with reference to some other, and you're going back and forth through all these books to try and figure out what the hell people are actually talking about. Anyway, what this bill was supposed to do was to set up a database, a searchable database, so that you could find out where the money actually was going. You wouldn't have to have the wall full of books and go back and forth through 20 or 30 or 40 years of legislation or spending to find out what these people were actually talking about. Obfuscation, of course, is what government loves to do. That's why here in Florida we have the government and sunshine law, which is yearly is nibbled away at, and we don't really have that so much anymore. That is to say, everything that is done here in Florida, it's supposed to be out in the open, and it's not so much. Anyway, on the federal level, that's not the case at all. They have closed doors hearings all the way. Anyway, what this was supposed to do, what I thought was interesting, was to expose the way the government spends the money and in a searchable database, so that you could actually track who was doing what with what. And Senator Stevens, on his own, mind you, this is one out of 100, used a procedure known as a secret hold to delay it just before lawmakers left town on August 4th.
So, I mean, procedure known as a secret hold-up.
Secret hold-up. That's
double
right.
Double secret probation.
Double secret probation. And when they had the hearings to talk about this, Senator Stevens, of course, didn't show up. He decided that what this was supposed to do, of course, this searchable database, was to allow people to analyze and find out cost-benefit analysis on spending legislation. That is to say, if you're going to spend $1 billion on, let's say, a road that's, you know, 100 feet long that connects the senator's driveway to the interstate, you might want to do a cost-benefit analysis right. to find out if really that's money well spent.
The Ted Stevens
driveway, that's right. And, of course, Ted objects to this mm-hmm. because the 90% of the stuff that goes to Alaska would not even survive a cursory glance of cost benefit, and this is why he's going to block it. And it's obviously not going to happen this year. So again, your tax dollars at work or at not work, and you don't know where they're going, and it's $3 trillion thrown to the wind. Don't you just love it? Okay, I'm done with that. Anything? Any comments on that, guys?
Good job, Jimmy.
Good job, Jimmy. Okay,
we're
next.
Pinch that one off.
Pinch that one off. That's right. Squeeze it off.
Let's go to the Patel family.
Yes. I did not realize this. India has a space agency, and they're launching rockets. Which, by the way, did you all see the launch this morning?
I did.
I saw it on TV.
Space Shuttle Atlantis. Atlantis went up for 11 days.
We have liftoff.
Atlantis went up with one female on board. She's going to have some fun.
I didn't see anything fall off.
No, and she's going to do a walk. What are there, six of them on there? I think six of them went up.
Okay.
This is the one where they're going to unhinge the solar panels or something, which have been in storage for 6 years or something like that.
Well, they brought up 17 tons of cargo.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
They're putting up
yeah.
some more of the space station.
Like a lot, right.
Some
yeah.
Some
big
chunk. Solar panels.
And it's power and stuff there's, like
so
that.
So it's 11 days, and they're supposed to do four people are supposed to do spacewalks and the whole nine. Okay, well, so on and on. So we'll now have another whatever, who knows. I've always said that, I think we said last time, that it's time for NASA to be sold off.
Right.
To totally privatize it, 100%, and we would actually get something done at that point.
And there's actually a woman tourist who's going up, space tourist, in a couple days.
That's right.
Is that right?
With the Russians.
With the Russians,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Russians are no fools. They're $20 million a pop. They're going to... Yeah.
She didn't say how much it costs this time.
No.
But she's going.
She might have gotten a bargain. Who knows?
She might have gotten
Maybe she worked for it.
Yes, she worked for it. Hey, big boy, I'm going to lap dance.
Well, she's going to work for it.
I'd like to dance on your rocket. Is that your rocket? Is that your rocket?
Did it blast off?
Did it blast off yet?
All of this will be edited.
That's right.
We're not talking about the three.
We're talking about, India's space agency. I didn't realize that 80 countries have space agencies, and of course, most of them don't have actual launch pads.
Like 70 of them are Estes or something.
Well, that's right.
We like space. We like it very much.
That's right. The bottle rocket
space
agency.
We have a space agency.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To me and Paco.
That's right. My RPG.
Yeah, that's right. No, the parent. what they do is what a lot of them do is they have a space agency, but they maybe put together some little dorpy satellite and then have the Russians or the Indians or
someone
the Chinese, somebody else takes. Right. You got up right. They're actually going to do the launch. But so anyway, in Bangalore, India, they've got this. They're putting together now. They're going to be in competition to put, I guess, men on the moon, or they want to do.
Man on the moon.
They want to photograph. They want us photograph the moon, and anyway, with their.
They're confident they can get them there. They're just not sure about getting them back.
Right.
Well, like you say,
it will impact the surface at 200 miles an hour.
That's right.
Do we have any volunteers? Yes. And
ooh.
Yeah, right. Ooh, take me. Anyway, the agency is awash in chaos, it says here. In typical Indian government-style scores of clerks, press officers, and executives fought a seemingly unending battle against mounds of bureaucratic paperwork inside the space agency's administrative center. I mean, it's just, it's funny. They file their papers. I mean, in file cabinets. That's the way they do their filing. No. This is Bangalore, for God's sakes. These are the people who do all our outsourcing for all our computer stuff. You call up Dell and this person, Anders.
Exactly. Babu. Thomas.
That's right.
That's who I speak to.
That's right. And yet,
I'm not
and they've got
up.
A Dell sitting on their desk, so they can go through your But no! In the same town, across the street, Bangalore, they file their paperwork in a filing cabinet and they type out the name on the chit. Can you imagine? Oh my God. It just, I think it's interesting. Still, India's rocket scientists are humble about their work. Launching missiles with massive payloads into space is tricky business. And things can go wrong at any stage.
It's almost like rocket science.
Yeah, it's almost like rocket surgery. That's amazing. So anyway, after
what 11 can go wrong? It's a rocket.
Well, anyway, they said they've had 11 successful launches, and they had one they were going to put up in a geosynchronous orbit, and it failed, and it blew up or something like that. No, I'm sorry, 50 countries have space programs.
50.
And the India space program operates on about 1/20th of the NASA. What does it say? NASA could slim down rather markedly, I'm sure.
Is Iran on that list?
To be honest with you, were they the ones that tested the submarine? Was it Iran or who was it that fired a missile from the submarine? Wasn't it Iran or was it Iran?
I think so.
I think it was. And of course the North Koreans are in the business too, so it's going to be just so much fun. It's going to be flying all over the skies. And
it's
on. I'm loving it.
Bring it on.
All right, what do we got next?
Okay, what we got next is
the obesity.
On my list is the obesity epidemic.
I've been telling you, it won't be long. There'll be a VOP hearing, and the evidence, that's violation of probation, and the evidence is going to be a box of donuts.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's all McDonald's.
And instead of the Twinkie defense, it's going to be the Twinkie offense.
McDonald's made me eat it. The Big Mac called my name.
She said, "Do you want a supersize?"
No, but I thought it was there was a cartoon that showed the doctor's waiting room outside the CDC or something, and on this bench was bird flu and AIDS, and then the obesity epidemic, and the obesity epidemic sat down in the bench. flipped the others off, because now they said, "Well, here's the telling thing about this. This is a classic case of the Lex Luthor gum wrapper, which we've talked about before. Some people can read War and Peace and think of it as a simple story, and other people...
Some people can read War and Peace and come away thinking it's a simple adventure story. Others can read the ingredients on a chewing gum wrapper and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Genius.
Yes, I love that. That is such a great quote.
Otis Berg,
yes.
It's a little tiny play.
It's a little tiny play, Mr. Luthor.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I'll erase it.
So anyway, the other deal, it turns out Zimmet, a diabetes expert in Australia's whatever, said there are now more overweight people in the world than undernourished. Can you imagine? There are more overweight people in the world, 8 billion, whatever the population is, more of them. I mean,
Just have those undernourished people eat the overweight people.
Well, something like that. But of course, the main thing is what they're caring about is they're talking about the rates of obesity among children.
Well, you know, growing up,
it's
always the children. You know, and I saw most of us growing up too had all of the, you know, save the children fund. They're starving in Africa. Now it's going to be just the opposite, especially in New Orleans. Have you seen all that?
It's going to be save the children. Take your money back.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do?
We fed them too much.
We fed them too much.
We have sent them too much rice.
I would guess that
we need to send it back. We need planes to bring the food back.
It is astounding to realize that this, when they talk about, they're worried that, for instance, in the next 40 or 50 years, that death will occur early, that the life expectancy will decrease as fat people get older, and because they'll die from diabetes and heart disease and all this other stuff.
And nanobots are cleaning them all out.
Well, that's one thing, and I would say that the liposuction guys ought to be doing a bang-up job. That would be the new creative thing to get into, the creative area, because you think about
that gastro, whatever, just chop, you know, cut a big
That's one way. But I'd rather be the lipo guy myself. I personally think, because
I'm with Eric, man. Eat the nanobots. Let them do their job.
What's that moving around on you anyway? Well, the problem is they got to be a little selective. I mean, I can tell you this much. There are some ladies out here that might lose some fat, but if they lose it, like, in the wrong places.
Well, they'll bring it up there, the nanobots. Take it from where you don't want it and put it where you do.
Smart bots.
A smart pig, but it's a nanobot.
That's right. That's it. Okay. Well, so anyway, we're worried about that. I mean, I do think that the key to take away from this story is that it is not the hungry. So often we've been hearing up until like yesterday, the mantra was this many people
feed
the world. This many people go hungry every night, and suddenly, on a dime, mind you, it's turned around and, oh my God, we're going to all die from fat.
That's right.
And I guess they have the new jumbo jet, which of course is, I guess, the seats are a little wider,
supersized.
The supersized
380 or whatever.
Yeah, it's twice as big, but holds
same number of people.
And so that'll be.
Well, I'm not going to complain about a larger. I mean,
no, you wouldn't.
No.
All
right, well, everybody's epidemically fat.
Okay, good. So now, the other thing...
I do like Council Curtis' ideas. We just pair them together, you know.
This guy's
figured out how to get fat. This guy can't figure out how to get food. Trust me.
You guys are working out.
You guys are working out.
Yeah. Jack Spratt could eat no fat. His wife could, okay.
Eat no lean.
That's right. So anyway, the next thing is, we'd like to talk about it is a little bit, Star Trek.
Doom. 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary coming up, which is, of course...
Gene, if you'd have put that on my list...
Oh, okay, you would have been...
Now I love this. It's Jimmy's...
And actually, it debuted in Canada.
It didn't.
Yeah, debuted in Canada.
No, you're lying to me.
A day or two before it debuted in the United States.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
And that's because Shatner's from Canada?
I'm not sure why.
Probably they were worried that it wasn't going to make it, which I thought was interesting. You know, they tried to cancel it after about the first year or two, and so many people wrote in that they let it go for the third year, and then they canceled it anyway.
Well, right. As we've all heard, it was pretty cutting edge at the time, and it was very
It was the first interracial kiss.
That's right, politically.
There was the black and white.
They didn't actually kiss
in that. I did hear that. That's right.
They turned into kind of.
Yeah, you're kidding.
No. Chasseed her around.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
There was the one where and I forget the guy's name. He was a fairly famous actor. After this, of course, there are a lot of people that I won't say they got their start, but you look back and you think these are actors that were later in movies and so forth that had bit parts.
Oh, Ricardo Montalban was in
that. Yeah. Well, yeah. Of course, he made the part in one of the movies. I reach out from the depths and smite thee. The one that I remember so vividly was the black and white guys divided down the middle that were fighting. And can't you see?
He's
white on the black on the right side. Yeah. And I mean, really, it was, as you say, and also the other ones that I loved were It's of the Body. You know,
Landru.
Oh boy, that was the writing was fabulous, and of course now Futurama is it rips off all the sounds.
Oh, absolutely, that's classic.
Yeah, classic stuff. So it's great, and of course they rip off the whole show.
That's right. Yeah, I'll rip some off
sound,
right now.
Sound from the bridge. We need sound from the bridge. Just going
space,
all the time.
The final frontier.
You know they're having the auction too. I think you should get the captain's chair.
Jimmy raises his paddle.
Yeah. Jimmy. Well, you like auctions, don't you?
Oh.
Jimmy lives on eBay.
Yeah.
If you ever want anything,
just make sure you bring it's at an auction and bring Jimmy with you.
You will own it. Yeah, that's right. Well, I went out today at the garage sales and struck out. I was looking for something I could put on eBay.
Did not win anything at the garage sales.
You're walking up and the person's.
Oh, that's what sucked. I mean, there was somebody walking off with pure gold. Gold in front of me. I'm looking at this thing. I'm thinking, oh my God, what'd you get for that? $5. Ah! I mean, it was like a $100 item on eBay, and they were going to use it. Use it, I said. Use it. Look.
I can sell that.
God, if I missed this by 30 seconds. Oh, my God. It just sucked.
Well, so for Star Trek,
the point is what happens is they're going to, obviously, it's been in syndication for like forever.
Right.
Well, you would expect that these shows, of course, which now have finally, after 40 years, started to show their age. But you would expect the marathon, as it were, to be on
Sci-Fi.
Not true. It's on TV Land.
Unbelievable.
Starts November 17th.
Sci-Fi didn't get the rights.
I guess.
They must have bid for it.
Well, you know, the problem that I saw was when they had it on before, they took each show and stretched it to an hour and a half.
With commercials?
With supposedly little bits and pieces from the actors.
Insider.
Remember that? And yep. I thought, God, you know, you have to understand, the show itself was like 41 minutes. And without the commercials or any of the interruptions, and here they'd stretch it out to 90 minutes.
Twice
as long, right? I mean, you were in serious edit mode when you're doing that. Anyway, I thought we want to say hello. And I think that Shatner has made a pretty good...
Yeah, he's a big fan of Jimmy Don Show.
He's a big listener.
But, yeah, faithful. But he's I love him on Boston Legal. Uh-huh. He's done a good transition, I think.
I like him on those Priceline commercials.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I like it. I like the ones where Leonard comes in on the Priceline commercials.
Yeah.
Those are good. Well, they all did very well. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap it up. Yes, we got to wrap it up. It's almost game time. Okay, group says giant worm must be protected.
That's hilarious.
That is, well, it is.
Tell them what the backstory is.
Okay, the backstory is it's a 3-foot, not that one. You know, you guys, I tell you.
It's a 3-foot worm.
3-footer.
Three-incher.
It's a 3-foot long, pinkish in color, smells like a lily, and must be saved from extinction. Conservationists said Thursday and asking for federal government.
Saved.
Yeah. The giant Palouse earthworm under the Endangered Species Act. They're asking for emergency, because typically it takes a year or two to...
Emergency.
Long thought extinct. No, they didn't even know the damn thing existed.
I know.
That's what I mean, they didn't care until it shows up.
No, they've seen three since 1984.
Yeah, they've seen three. It's 15 down. 15
where is this?
It's up in Idaho. It's buried.
It's rich farmland.
It's a potato worm of some kind.
Lives under 15 feet down. You never see it.
This is not like, what is the name
of that thing that's always on the Sci-Fi Channel? Thunder? No, what's the show?
The big worm?
The whale.
No, it's the ground, the thing that comes in the ground.
Tremors.
This is not exactly a Tremors.
Right.
No, this is a worm.
It's a worm. Apparently, it spits.
A spitting worm.
Leave that out. No, I'm telling you. No, this is the worm.
Wasn't that a Vivid Pictures release? Spitting worm.
Here's the thing. If nobody's seen it and they don't know what it does,
Not only that, what they want to preserve is where they found this thing. The area they want to preserve is about 1,000 times, more than 1,000 times larger than where they think this thing is.
Right.
Or they found it on, you know, in the middle of 20 or 30 acres, and they want to make the entire state of Idaho a preserve for this worm.
And the guy said, well, what kid wouldn't love to play with this kind of worm? open up a Disneyland.
That's
then.
Right, Wormland. But, I mean, you think about it. How long would the worm last if a kid played with it?
Like 2 seconds, he pulls it into 12 pieces.
That's right.
Oh, my God. He said, watch this.
And then in the same breath, the guy said, well, what a fisherman could have a bonanza with this kind of a worm? And I'm thinking, well,
you can
open
catch Moby Dick, you can with that.
Well, then open a worm, a fishing farm or
right.
something. You know?
I don't know. Breed them. You know, I don't
breed
know.
Breed the worm.
If you cut it in half, does it still grow?
You ask Jimmy. Now, Jimmy, of course, knows the answer to that.
Right.
That'll be research.
Okay.
Last thing that I've got here, and you might have something else, is I noticed in England, we talked about before, the cameras that they're using. They're setting them around here in town, the cameras to catch you for running red lights.
I hate those.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, remember, it's all going to be automated. It is a revenue-enhancing item. There's no question. It's, of course, it's supposed to save lives and save the children, but the if we did a cost-benefit analysis on this, we'd find that the benefit is to the treasury
of the
government, mm-hmm. and the benefit would not accrue to the fewer accidents necessarily. But anyway, this guy gets out and beats the crap out of the camera, tears it down, beats it with a baseball bat.
And, of course, they've got all of this on camera.
That's the problem. I mean, you know, when you walk up to the camera and smile flip it off.
Start pulling the Babe Ruth on the
thing. Start pulling the Babe Ruth on you. You got to ask yourself, hello. And, of course, what happened was that it was, you know, the video or whatever is buried 15 feet down with this worm or whatever.
And right, the tape itself. Right?
But they, of course, with supporters, you know, so, and of course, this tells you the whole story. While supporters regard them as a useful tool to reduce accidents, critics see them as little more than a money-making opportunity. Well, duh.
Exactly.
So that's what I have.
No appeal necessary.
Yeah, no, and or allowed. I mean, that's right. You know, that's it. One guy
blew the camera up.
Well, we talked, you know, I told you about last time, in case you want to revisit last Jimmy Doan show, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we gave the great money-making opportunity of the century was the special
right.
reflective lens to put over your
license plate.
Or around it or something that would sense when there's going to be a flash or something.
Right.
What it does, it goes a nanosecond into the future.
Right.
And
I was going to say, you know, like there's no flash in the daytime.
No. Well, that's it. But you, well... Oh.
You need to drive there with an electromagnetic pulse and just fry this up.
Well, that's true.
Every time you go through an interstate, it just does an EMP.
Yeah, boom. You know, you're driving through and somebody in back of you is watching little flashes
right,
of these things.
Yeah. Their car computer disintegrates.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Their DVD shuts off.
That's right. Your turn signal goes into overload. Your car, that'd be a perfect thing for The Simpsons.
Screeches off the road.
That's right.
Engages your emergency brakes.
That's right. And your autopilot at the same time or whatever.
Which
reminds me, speaking of those things, when we finish up here, as far as I'm concerned, is the $147,000 for the new car.
You see that? The air car.
They're taking deposits of $7,000, I think, is the deposit.
Right.
And it flies and drives.
Flies and drives. Mostly flies, though, I think.
Mostly flies.
Yeah.
And it's actually like, it's all electromechanical. Like, you just kind of pull up into the airport and hit a button and the wings unfold like a Navy flight
jet. You don't even have to take off your shoes.
No.
You're right. Now, let me tell you, if they get those down to anything resembling any kind of a price, do you think they'd be popular or what? If they got personal transportation like that down, that'd be it.
Fly to an airport and then drive to your house and without doing anything.
No, let me tell you, it would be like locusts out there. Yeah. It would be like locusts out there as soon as that would happen. And the FAA would be like, and everybody would have their own collision avoidance, their own GPSs. Screw the FAA, we're going up. Let's go, honey.
Sorry, baby.
Yeah.
That's right.
Here they come. Can you imagine what the Gator game would look like? Here, I mean, people coming in. We got people parking in our front lawn. By the way, it's $10. We're making money today.
Don't
Jimmy,
tell
Jimmy
them we live that close.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, great show.
FSU game.
Yeah, FSU.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Well, is it here?
No.
That's up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are some games here that are going to be important that we're going to charge $20.
I was trying to throw them off our trail.
But no, that's want the. You know, you guys get to park here, but.
That's right.
Jimmy gets to park. Are we done?
We're done. There it is. I hear it. Jimmy Smith.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, good to be here, Jimmy.
That's right. This is in case you didn't catch the beginning of the show, this is the September 9th show, 2006. Thank you, Counselor Curtis.
Hey.
Thank you, Mix Meister Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. And I'm going to post that link on our site to that Business Week poll. And thank you, Bobbleman, Robert, and Sam and James and everybody who wrote in.
And don't forget Hangar Dogs.
Yeah, the Hangar Dogs. They wrote into this poll that we were talking about. And Stitch was cool. He said that we were a bunch of flaming nutsacks. I thought that
Thanks,
was great.
Hey,
I told them they were a bunch of drunken aviating turd burglars.
Where do you come up with these fantastic names? I just thought Jimmy doesn't. No, Jimmy doesn't speak like that.
Adjective master.
But that's it's. Right. We'll see if anything happens from that. It's kind of cool, though. Thanks, everybody.
Don't forget, if you have any questions, by the way, which we didn't answer the one from this time.
Next show.
Next show, and that is the why should you objective to a law if you're not doing anything wrong? We're going to talk about that. Apologize for not getting it to this time. I think it was Rock
to
the Dance, but I'm not sure.
Short show today.
Short show, right. Okay, so thank you all.
JimmyDone.com.
We have a new website. We have a new mailing address also called JimmyDoneShow@AOL.com. So if you're on AOL,
you can also
write. We're going to be on, we can IM us there.
That's right. And you can also, of course, email Jack, Eric, or Curtis
at JimmyDone.com. And Curtis.
And, complaints. And suggestions.
Jimmy and Dunn. Eric at JimmyDone.
That's right.
That's right.
Money.
Money. Yeah, I'm going to put up the donate button.
Yeah, we're going to put the donate button.
All righty. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.